this season, you can save a stamp and support our creative worship arts ministry through the CWAM post office located in the foyer. The post office will be open through Christmas Day. Did you see the Christmas trees in the lobby this morning? These are giving trees, and they're an opportunity to celebrate the season through the ministry of giving. Choose a tag today and give back this holiday season. If you'd like to purchase a poinsettia to help decorate the church in honor or in memory of your loved one, pick up an order envelope in the foyer today. The Central Performing Arts Center Holiday Recital is this afternoon at 2:30. You'll enjoy sharing in the talents on display today. Tonight is the last drive time of the semester. This Wednesday is also the last CWAM of the semester. The food pantry is open tomorrow. If you have some time available, why don't you stop by and help set up the pantry in the morning, or you can help distribute the food in the afternoon. Use some of your time tomorrow to help give back this holiday season. Senior adults, don't miss the Christmas potluck this Thursday in the Family Life Center. Information is available today at the missions table in the foyer for the mission to Armenia in February. This mission will focus on evangelism and discipleship. If you're interested in joining us or you just want more information, join us at 7:30 this evening in the conference room for an interest meeting. And don't forget to pray for the mission team leaving this week to serve with our partners in New York City. If you are a guest today, we're so glad that you're here. Please take a moment and complete one of the connection cards in the seat back in front of you and turn it in during the offering, or you can place it in one of the connection boxes in the foyer. Now stand with us and join in worship today at Central.
Good morning and welcome. Turn around and greet some folks. Welcome them to Central this morning, especially our guests. Make them feel welcome. Sing this song with us this morning. Oh, come all you faithful, let's sing together, every voice.
do greet you in the Lord's name and thank you so much for being with us this morning. If you're our guest, I really do hope you'll take a moment, as Lisa asked, take a connection card from the pew before you and fill it out. Place it in the offering plate in just a moment or put it in one of the connect boxes as you leave today. But by all means, enjoy yourself in the Lord's house. It's going to be a good service. I've already been to the first service, enjoyed it. This one will bless your heart if you'll just ask God to speak to your heart and let His truth warm you today in His house. We're going to receive our offering a little earlier in the service so that our choir and orchestra can continue with their presentation today. So after prayer, our ushers will come and receive the offering, and following that, we will hear from our choir and orchestra at last. Noel, let's pray together. Father, thank you for every good and perfect gift, for your presence in this place today, for the preparation that has been made, and for the presentation of the gospel message that God has become flesh to dwell among us. My prayer is that your presence and your provision and your power will meet every need in this place today. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. portrait of love beyond measure, miracles beyond imagination, and sacrifice beyond reason.
The centuries of silence and of prayers were prelude to fulfilled promises.
Though his coming is long expected, it almost goes unnoticed. Almost. So let us come together and speak of prophets and sages, of angels and stars, of wise men and shepherds.
For the good news has come. God's unspeakable gift is born in Bethlehem, born to show us the Father's love, born to set us free. In one eternal instant, the world changes forever.
The prophets' voices would not be stilled, nor could they be forgotten. Their message rang in the echoes of ancient thunder.
Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting, prepare the way of the Lord.
At last, he has come.
At last, he dwells among us.
At last, Noel. To Bethlehem, shepherds are deep into their night watch, huddling together for warmth. These keepers of the flock little know what is about to occur.
They are overcome with fear as celestial messengers break into earth's dimension. They descend from the heavens on their mission to announce the birth of the Messiah.
The message? Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news. It will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah.
This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
Oh, glory to God. The Father is sending His Son to redeem us. Such was the preparation of the Father. Jesus would be born under the law in order that we might be redeemed from the law.
The Son would usher in the new covenant, revealing the love of the Father, and it was the Father's passion and purpose that would bring it to pass. All of the mercy of God could be seen in Jesus.
His only Son, given to the world. Soli Deo Gloria. To God alone be the glory.
Brilliant light in the desert sky.
Brilliant light in the desert sky.
Overhead heaven's angels fly.
Overhead heaven's angels fly.
Mary was grateful for the months of preparation following the angel visitation. This overshadowing by the Almighty had transformed not just her body, but her heart. Though she had always been uniquely turned toward the Father, there were days now that Mary felt his nurturing love so profoundly that her heart ached. Slowly, subtly, and surely, a mystery occurred. In the empty space she yielded, the Father began to create the divine. The Almighty had always been her shelter. Now, in a moment, an unimaginable gift was hers. She became shelter for the Almighty. Mary looked around her. She looked at this place where animals slept and ate. She looked at the feed box where her son, God's son, lay sleeping. She smiled at the thought of Joseph so carefully and lovingly laying the straw for her and for the baby. Now her heart filled with a knowing so deep, she exhaled from the core of her. This was holy ground. The sacred sanctuary where once no man could enter was now a stable, the place where God's presence dwells.
In the quiet of this moment, whispered prayers are what I see. I am blessed beyond all measure for the wonder that you breathe. I know my own.
was born in a stable, and those who came to see him entered the Holy of Holies, stepping on straw.
And all these tender mercies of the Father captivated Mary, even as she pondered all that lay before her. It was her calm assurance, even as she prayed for wisdom.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Yes, it was just as the prophets foretold. Those who were witness to the miraculous fell silent.
Silence, worship, bowing down, all things expected when in the presence of royalty. But in this case, they were encountering the divine.
Fear gave way to hope, and that hope embraced the world through the gift of a baby, the only begotten Son of God. They named him Jesus.
That night, heaven and earth would intersect. At last, Noel. Have beginnings and endings. And there was one journey for which all creation had been waiting, longing, the journey of the Messiah to earth. The season of redemption was upon us, the Christ child's advent.
His coming would usher in yet another journey. With all of creation at his command, the Father would choose to announce his Son's arrival with a new star in the evening sky.
The rise of this astonishing star drew the attention of certain magi from the east. They became convinced that a miraculous birth was about to occur. A virgin would bear a son.
The journey to see this king would be long and arduous, but they must follow this sign.
The creator of the heavens had spoken. His son must be worshipped.
Of the Messiah,
night stands out in the chronicle of human history.
One night stands out as a testament to divine love.
One night stands out as the moment heaven came down to earth.
It was a miraculous night.
It was a glorious night.
It was a holy night.
Obey the word, it's
The presentation of the gospel deserves and even demands that an invitation be offered. You cannot hear that Jesus is alive and that he saves and that he loves without feeling compelled to come to him. So in these closing moments of the service, pastors will be here in the altar. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, what a glorious morning it would be to trust him today. If you want to become a part of our church family, what a great day it would be for you to come and signal that by saying, let me join together with you in missions and in ministry. And if simply you want to commit yourself afresh to the Lordship of Jesus, these moments are your moments to do just that. So would you stand, please, very quietly and reverently. The choir will continue to sing after these invitational moments. But at this particular time, in this service, God is speaking to you, and it's time for you and me, for all of us, to obey.
Silent night, holy night, all is right, all is right, now yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so
guests, thank you for attending. To our members, we appreciate your faithfulness. The choir will sing again, and after this song, we will be dismissed. Give them thanks. Tell them how glad you are that they spent time in preparation. And remember, the reason for the season is not just programs, propaganda, people. It's Jesus. Hear them sing once again.
God so loved the world, and that love came to life in the gift of the Messiah.
The perfect plan of the Father was on full display. Emmanuel, God with us.
At last, Noel.
Thank you.
God bless you and have a great afternoon.
I can see the light before I see the sunrise.